and anger will go down. It will work like this. So you have to note down many points how to make mind dance. You can choose your own point. I'm the most happy person in the world. God has become my friend. I achieved God in this life. He has come down to me. See how fortunate, how great I am. God from soul world, from Dham, comes down to meet with me. So write down such thoughts of happiness. Thoughts of happiness. At least 16. This is your homework. Now after this class, I will give you some time. At least 30 to 40 minutes. You can do your homework now. Take it with you. You can make a small group of your own friends. Or by your own, separately, personally, you can note down such points. Would you like it? One very good thing I have already mentioned. Baba, with his thousands of arms, is always with me. Increase this awareness, this feeling. I am not alone in this world. So, these two practices you all have to do in your life. Note down, please. Whatever problem, any bad situation, anything comes in your life, give it up to Baba. Baba, you look after it. After all, he is our friend. He will do many things for us. He not just to teach us. He is giving continuously help to his children. Always help. We must connect ourselves to him, give thought to him, and he is bound to fulfill that thought. He has mentioned this in his mullis. He has given this promise. Whenever you call me down, I will come to you. This is my promise. So when I did this practice 25 years back, from that time I started this practice, I used to say to Baba, Baba, now you have not to sit in Paramdham. You had been there for years and years. I will not allow you to sit there. Come down to me. Come down to me. Come down to me. 100 times every day. Why are you sitting there? You are my good friend. I need your company. Come down to me. See the miracle? You will feel his best company. How he helps to his good friend, you will experience it. Very practical. I used to write articles without churning anything. Immediate, people asked me to write one article just in 1 hour. I said, Baba, you are the ocean of knowledge. I have to write this article. Please come down. And it was written nicely. I was giving so many classes without any preparation. Even today I did not prepare anything. I came just from Shantivan. Last night I was very much busy there for 5 days. Very much busy. I could not have my breakfast. All the time people were coming. At least 500 every day for personal meeting. So I used to ask Baba, Baba, come down. I have to give class. I have not prepared anything. Even general class I give before Baba, I just have some thoughts that I will speak on these points. No other preparation. I ask Baba, I invoke him. You have to speak through my mouth. I surrender myself to you. Now you come down and do your job. And wonderful experience all the time. Now I go to give the lecture on the power of subconscious mind, power of concentration, and how to solve the problems, how to live happy life. I never prepare. I see the faces of the student, what they need, and automatically those points come up in my mind. So this is why I invoke Baba. You should do it. Make it your nature. If you have to cook, Baba, I am alone. What you are doing there? Come down. Help me. If you are going somewhere alone, by train, by flight, by bike, invoke him. Baba, I am alone. I need your company. Please come down. And you will feel his presence. You will feel how he helps with his thousands of arms. Make it your nature. Can you make? Make it your nature. When you are going to sleep at night, suppose you are alone in your big house, Baba, come down. Feel his presence. That Bab Dada both came in front of me. His vibrations are spreading in my home. I am not alone. God Almighty is here. Because what is happening in this world? Many souls are stumbling in the space, bodiless souls. They are affecting down. I read in one of the newspaper, every day 1,000 people commit suicide. Suicide, 1,000 every day, you can imagine. And many others die because of accident. They don't get body. So they are in the space. We need to cooperate with them. We need to protect ourselves from them. We have to give good vibrations to them so that their mind becomes silent and they get new birth. Unless their mind becomes silent, they will not get new birth. They will keep stumbling in the space. So it's our great responsibility to give them good vibrations and make their mind silent. Feel this responsibility. So, 16.4, happiness. In the early morning, you can note down some points. What I will think in the morning to make my mind dance, to make my mind energetic. And now we will do one practice, and with this practice I will end this class. At least 40 minutes. If you want to get up, get fresh, you can do. If you want to do some exercise, you can do. I would say one thing, it's coming in my mind. If your brain feels little heaviness, you can do two things. One is pranayam. You know it? Through this pranayam, it is called anulom vilom. Through this pranayam, oxygen goes to the brain. Great benefit. If you want to make your brain energetic, do the chanting of Om. I would ask you now, let us do it for 10 times. And method is, inhale, take the breath in, and while releasing, Oh, half time Oh, half time Meh. And you can close your eyes for this posture, for concentration. So vibrations will go to the brain, and then one good practice of yoga, that Baba has thousands arms over my head. Red light, please. Close your eyes. Sit, relax, straight, breath in. Om. Om. You can concentrate on soul, visualizing soul. Pure vibrations in golden color are going to my brain. My brain has become full of these pure vibrations. I am in subtle region. See yourself there. Great white light around me. In front of me, Brahma Baba, divine angel is standing. Radiating energy, powerful vibrations from each part of his body. In his forehead, Shiv Baba, Gyan Surya, see him, his rays of purity and might are coming to me. He is giving me drashti. He applied tilak on my forehead and gave a blessing. Oh, my great child, may you be a great yogi. And a field is thousands of arms over my head. He is giving drashti. Came down. Om Shanti. Now you are free for 40 minutes, but not fully free. You have to write down at least 10 points, drama or some other points, to silence the mind. 16 point, make your mind dance, and at least 8 points to make yourself powerful. I will give you new points. I will come in 40 minutes to you, sisters. You can help them and enjoy everything. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Successfully you did your homework? Successfully? Very good. Churning of knowledge also empower our mind. Knowledge, Baba's example is, just as when you eat the food, and if it is digested properly, it becomes blood and subtle energy. Likewise, you listen knowledge, if you churn it, means you digest it, so it will become subtle energy for the soul, for mind and intellect. Our intellect is third eye of wisdom. We are listening Baba's knowledge. Change this knowledge into your divine wisdom. Try to understand it. We have to change this Baba's knowledge into our divine wisdom. And knowledge becomes wisdom when we accept knowledge, when we churn knowledge, when we apply knowledge. So it will become a divine wisdom and it will form our intellect. Intellect, which is the great thing for human life. Mind is also a very important factor. But intellect, we have to make such divine intellect at this time, so that that divine intellect continually remain with us for whole cycle. Divine wisdom. And for that, we need to cleanse our intellect. Clean it. many, many in this world, have made this beautiful intellect into a dustbin. Intellect of many human beings is dustbin. Therefore, they are peaceless, they are tense, they are negative, they are weak. If we want to empower our mind, our intellect, we have to cleanse our intellect. It will become divine. In a clean intellect, powers, blessings, knowledge, and God Himself will sit in a clean intellect. Even we don't like to sit where there is dirty things. We need clean everything. God will sit into our intellect if our intellect is clean. Blessings of Baba will stay there if intellect is clean. So, check the rubbish inside. Throw them out. Now is the time to fill up with so many things to our intellect. Specifically, godly wisdom, God's blessings, His spiritual might, and He Himself. Blessings. Baba is giving blessing. I would remind you for some blessings. We have to become the destroyer of obstacles. Time has arrived when people of this world will need us. And Baba needs some yogi souls, powerful souls. They can destroy the obstacles of all human beings. I say another thing again to you. There was a wave in our yag. When destruction will begin, we all will reach in Madhuban. Would you like to come here? Would you like? But how millions of people will come here? As per my vision, Baba will not allow great souls to come to Madhuban. He would like to keep them at different place so that their vibrations can protect human beings, can help people, can give them good vibrations. If you run away from there, what will happen with them? How can you leave them alone? So be strong. Wherever you are, Baba is there, and that place is Madhuban. Do you believe it? Wherever a yogi soul is, Baba is there, and wherever yogi and Baba, that place is Madhuban. Safe place. So we have to empower ourselves. Now, first of all, you have written or you can write, we have to create powerful thoughts in our mind. Powerful, be powerful. Suppose you are going in the forest alone. There are bears and tigers. But have this thought, Baba is combined me, nothing can happen wrong to me. I am safe always under His canopy of protection. This is a powerful thought. Problems are coming in your life. Keep a thought. Oh, I am more powerful than these problems. I will finish them. I will solve them. God has given me divine wisdom. He has given me His all powers. Nothing is difficult for me. I will cross them easily. Suppose a sickness came in your body. Be powerful. Oh, it has come, will go. Be positive and powerful. I tell you the true story of a man. Detected cancer. Doctor answered clearly, you can live only for 6 months, no more. He enjoyed immediately. Oh, I have passed 60 years now, 6 months more, I will enjoy 6 months. I will do powerful yoga, I will go in Madhuvan, I will do wonderful service, I will give good vibrations, I will wake up in the morning 3 o'clock, I will do this. He became very energetic, very happy. Only 6 months are left. He did. And after 6 months, doctors found there was no sign of cancer in his body. In another case, doctor told, for one year you can survive. Cancer has reached to its fourth stage. Now we can do nothing. And he died at the same moment. He lived for 1 year, but every moment he was experiencing death, depression, frustration, unhappy life. Be positive. Everything good will come in your life. Positivity has got wonderful power in it. The biggest power in the world is the power of mind. 90% of that power resides into subconscious mind, 10% into conscious mind. I was talking to you about morning hour, 10 minutes. Now, before going to bed, again, when we are about to sleep, 3 minutes before, again, our subconscious mind became active. Conscious mind is getting silent. We say, now I want to sleep. This is again best time for us. For whole night, this subconscious mind is a supreme surgeon. It has got wonderful healing power in it. We have to use it. How? Give command to your subconscious mind. I am perfectly healthy. My each cell of this body is energetic. My brain is very strong. My heart is strong. All parts of my body are healthy and strong. My back pain has gone. BP has become normal. Leg pain finished. Whatever you want to say. Not negatively, positively. And you will see, you will experience. Whole night, the subconscious mind, as a supreme surgeon, will heal your body. You can use this power at night. Suppose you have problem of sleep. You can't sleep nicely. Or there are many dreams in your sleep. Or you don't have sound sleep. Give commands to your subconscious mind 5 times. Tonight, I will enjoy sound sleep. My sleep will be free from dreams. I will enjoy deep sleep. I will enjoy my sleep. I will wake up at 4 o'clock. I will remain fresh at that time. Give such commands to your subconscious mind. See the result. In many cases of cancer, I taught this to doctors and to patients. Have this feeling, my cancer has gone, I am healthy. Each cell of my body has become very energetic. I will enjoy my healthy life. And medicines worked wonderfully. And he got well. So make your thoughts very powerful. I would suggest you two practical things. If sometime you find that waste thoughts have become uncontrolled and they are continued day after day, day after day, so one simple technique you can learn, you can do, use. In the morning when you wake up, write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty. A big help. Before going to bed at night, write down 108 times, I am a great soul. These both thoughts will give you energy. Energy will go to your brain. In many cases of depression and insomnia, I teach people, I taught people to write down 108 times, I am a great soul before going to bed. And surprisingly, they got well in 21 days. One big case, see sister in Gyan, she got well in 11 days only. One another sister, her problem of sleeplessness finished in 7 days only. So from here, pure energy will go to your brain. It is most important. you will see now in this world, practically, some souls even in Brahmin family and many persons in Laukik world, they will come to you with a complaint that unnecessarily, without any reason, they don't know why they are not happy. They don't know why they have frustration in their lives. They don't know why they can't concentrate on their study. They have fear without reason, fear. So you can teach these two things to all, even to non-VK, that you are very powerful, just as the child of a tiger is a tiger. Child of Almighty is Master Almighty. Teach them, you are powerful. Believe it. And then ask them to write down. If not Master Almighty, I am a powerful person. If not soul, I am a powerful person. I am a powerful person. Powerful vibrations will go to the brain. And at night, I am a great soul. You can convince them. Simple technique. Second thing, you have to charge the water. I teach it in all classes, and I have got wonderful result in sickness, bodily sicknesses. Because in our body, you know, there is 70% water, more than 70%, 71, 72. And that water has become dirty, polluted, because of our negative thoughts. So if you charge water, juice, water, milk, food, and you drink it, it will charge whole water in the body and many diseases will finish. So the method of charging water is, take water in the glass, give drashti, remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty. Water is charged. Powerful vibrations will go to the water. And when you drink it, your body will become energetic. Each cell will become energetic. I would suggest you very important thing. When you wake up in the morning, and when you go to the sleep, drink charged water, but with different thought. I am supremely pure soul, 7 times. Your dreams will become pure. And when you wake up, you know subconscious mind is active. Many things will become pure. Impure sanskara, impure feelings will finish. You can drink such water 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I had used this technique on the patient of fever, high fever, 105, 106, 107. I myself gave them charged water and within 15 minutes they got well. So I got confidence that this charged water is a wonderful thing, biggest, powerful medicine in this world. If you have stomach pain, you can use it. I taught to the pupil to use charged water in skin disease. One skin disease name is psoriasis, incurable disease, no treatment in the world. It is cured by charged water. They apply it and drink. But thought is, I am supremely pure soul. Because pure vibrations has got healing energy in them. Pure energy is healing energy. Because nowadays, people don't have pure energy in the body, therefore disease are increasing day by day. So, you have to charge the water. You can put them on your eyes. Three cases, wonderful cases. Blind ladies got light in their eyes. One in 7 days, this is 17 days. One is 40 days, other is 45 days. Practical, good result. They lost their eyes, their eyesight, 20 years before, 12 years before. And they used to ask, Baba, Baba, I want to read your Murali only. Give me light in my eyes for half an hour only. And Baba listened to them. They got light. One another thing very powerful for this, two things are coming in my mind. One is, now is the worst time in the cycle when black magic, bodiless souls effect, negative energy, you can find in many houses, in your own home too, in empty houses specifically. If you take a house on rent, be careful. If it was empty for 5, 10 years, believe that many bodiless souls are staying there. Their bad energy can create many problems for you. So what you have to do? Charge the water with the thought that I am Master Almighty 21 times and sprinkle in your home. And that bad energy will finish. For 7 days you can do only. It will give you a wonderful result. And if you find some time that at night you have some bad feeling of bodiless souls, remember only 7 times I am Master Almighty at night, go to sleep. No one will come in your room. One another thing, you know Baba's casket, red light, Baba's, you have to keep it in your room always at night. Light lit up it and you will find with its vibrations, bodiless souls cannot enter your home. These are wonderful results I have noticed. I taught people these things for as an experiment. I wanted to know, does it work or not? And it worked fully, 100%. Next thing, giving energy to your brain. Brain controls all body. There is bad energy into our brain. Very good thing if you have no disease in your body, it's a good thing. You can give energy to your brain for 5 minutes only. And if you have any problem in the body, you can do it for 10 minutes. And method is, rub your palm. You can rub now. And just remember inside, I am Master Almighty. 3 times. With good feeling, I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. Feel this energy. Not very away, just close. Feel this energy in your palm. Do you feel? This energy is very powerful. Put your hand here. Close your eyes. Focus on that from hand, powerful vibrations are going to my brain. For 1 minute you can give. For 5 minutes, 10 minutes you can do. If someone has heart problem, he or she can have right hand by doing this, right hand on the heart. 5 cases, wonderful cases you will see. Hole in the heart. One baby had 2 holes in the heart right from the birth. After 6 months, his grandmother, who is in Gyan, she rang me and asked me, babies have 2 holes. Doctor says we can do nothing now, because now it cannot be operated. I taught her this technique, and you may not believe, only in 10 days they were healed. Such powerful energy. In our right hand specifically, we can use it. So on your knees, you can give energy, knee pain will finish. Knee, very powerful. I have done to my knee many times. I have knee pain here, just simple knee pain. I do once and it finishes for many months. When it come back, I do again once, it finishes again. So it's a wonderful energy. So we have to make ourselves very powerful. For this, I am Master Almighty. And accept it, believe it that Baba himself has given me all of his power. And he told that now my power has become your power. They will work under your control. They are your power. You can use them whenever you need. So always keep it in your mind. I am Master Almighty. Master of all mights. And the controller of all mights. All God's power have become my power now. If you practice it again and again, you will become most powerful person in the world. And I would like to remind you 4-5 Baba's verses. Very important. Those who practice Master Almighty, obstacles and problems cannot come in their lives. You just do this and get free from all problems of your life. Second thing, those who practice Master Almighty, wonderful. They can do everything with the power of thoughts only. With the power of thoughts only. So, by doing this practice, I am Master Almighty, create one thought always. Everything that is going to happen for me, with me, will be very good. My good days have arrived. Everything will happen nice, good, great. So, things will happen accordingly. Third thought, those who practice Master Almighty, success will come after them like shadow. Shadow. Always will remain with them. Wherever they go, whatever they do, success will come to them. Fourth, very great thing. Those who become Master Almighty, entire world will bow down in front of them. So this is such a powerful thing. Master Almighty. Those who become Master Almighty, they will rule over the world. They will rule over the nature. Such time will come, we all will see, when nature will become so terrible, so destructive, everyone will experience that now nature will destroy everything. Either heavy rain or storm. Big cyclone and many other things. At that time, powerful yogi will give order to the nature. Oh nature, I am your master. Now be silent. And things will become silent. So this is the significance of Master Almighty stage. Focus on it. You can achieve everything by these two practices. I am Master Almighty and I am a great soul in this world. They both thoughts will make you very energetic, very powerful. Next thing is our yoga. connect yourself with Almighty with this thought, I am Master Almighty, Baba is Almighty. Visualize Him and feel that His might is coming down to me. You can do it for one minute, while walking, while cooking, while doing anything. For one minute. You need not to sit for 1 hour. I am Master Almighty, Baba is Almighty, His powerful energy is coming down to me. That's it. Next thing, just this awareness that Almighty Baba is with me will keep you very powerful. Suppose a person is going through the forest and everywhere there are wild animals, but 4 powerful gunmen are with him. He will remain fearless. 4 powerful bodyguards are with him with powerful gun. Just see, God Himself has become our bodyguard. He has become our companion. He has become combined to us. Remember it. Only remembrance is everything. Remembrance, only remembrance, awareness. It awakens our all powers. Activate them.